You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price. The Million Dollar Man.
This is Don West here, and I'm telling you, Knockouts and Three Counts is the podcast, baby. Make sure that's the one you check out, because buddy, like me, they're the real deal, baby.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts. Just letting you know, you need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts, or you'll see that damn snake again.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T, boy, the baddest champion you've ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. Tony's trying to steal my thunder. Tony Thunder, that doesn't mean you can steal my thunder. That being said, you can see on the camera, it's more than just me in the studio. Before we get to our guest, Tony Thunder has made a new record 2 weeks in a row. He's in a studio.
Wow, that's not a new record for me.
I'm just talking shit. Throw your social media out there, yo, and let everybody know where they can find you.
Let everybody know they can find me on social media. I'm Tony Thunder.
That sums it up. And without any further ado, before he tries to go get him some wrestling jewelry, we've got the Frogun.
The Frogun.
D-Ray 3000. How you doing, brother, man?
Right, I'm hanging out with Knockouts and Three Counts, and I'm feeling damn good.
Jess has got him extra primed and ready to go. So yeah. you guys are in
right
for
now,
a treat tonight.
I'm feeling real nice and good. I done had a little taste. You know
uh-oh.
What I'm saying?
Just a little
when,
taste. Little
and
taste.
When the Frogun has a little taste, it's no telling what might come out. There's no telling what might just get loose, and I'm gonna have to bring.
Well,
it
let's get into all of that.
Off
so
the chains,
as we mentioned, like he's already ready to go. So
I'm
this is definitely
ready.
A show.
Off the chains that I'm like 2002.
See, I'm ready to stretch.
Off the chains like 2002.
I done stretched. Oh, did all my calisthenics.
Oh, he ready.
Ooh, and I'm ready to let it loose. I'm ready to let everybody have everything
mic.
That's gonna go down tonight. That's how I'm feeling.
Oh, it's going down tonight?
It's going down.
Oh,
he's saying he don't want to wait till Saturday for
Coke
Cabana.
I will put somebody through this table right here, right now. I wish your mother would. That's
well,
how I'm feeling.
Let's talk about those who want to this Saturday. So last time we talked to you, man, you had a BCWA. You were going into a BCWA title match before then, too. So here you go. You're getting another chance. But now Blank Blackwell is kind of throwing you a little twist into the game. So now it's not just you versus Justin Maine this time. You also have NWA star Colt Boom Boom Cabana that's coming in to come
boom,
face you.
Boom,
so
Colt
first
Cabana.
Of all, does Cabana coming in change your game plan going into this match at all? Or is it still business as usual for you?
That changes a whole lot. Because last week, I found out, just like everybody else, that Colt Cabana was in this match. But let's back up before that. You see, since the Frogun has been wrestling in BCWA, I said to everybody that I'm here for a reason. I'm here for the BCWA title, right? And I beat up a whole bunch of fools. Then I finally got my title match against Orlando Christopher, you know? And that ain't go as planned, right? And then here came the battle royal to become the number one contender for the BCWA title. And the last two people in the ring was Justin Maine and the Frogun. And that didn't go as planned, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to know by this point, I'm feeling real salty, real salty. So then last month, I end up wrestling Justin Maine for the BCWA title. And that did not go the Frogun's way because Justin Maine wants to take tricks out of my book and play a little dirty.
No, he listened to the show. He kicked him in the dick. See, I've been telling you guys, kicking him in the dick is sure fired and true method. And, I mean, it worked. If you watched our interview, which you can find on Facebook, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast, he even copped to it.
Well, either way, at the end of the night, the Frogun was still not the BCWA champion. And that nice, shiny piece of wrestling jewelry did not go home with me. But end up, because of the powers that be in BCWA, I knew that me and Justin Maine was going to have a rematch. It was even put up on the Facebook in front of the whole world that it was going to be Justin Maine versus the Frogun again.
But with now, let me ask you this, with Colt Cabana being in the mix, have you ever had any run-ins with your career? You know, the places you've been, have you ever had a run-in with Colt Cabana? Do you guys have any history?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Because the second I saw that, which was last week, that Colt Cabana was involved in this now, he wants to get in my business. He wants to get all up in the match thinking he gonna just jump right up all up in there. You know what I'm saying? Between me and Justin Maine's beef and walk out with the BCWA title. So you know what? I've only ran into Colt Cabana once. And that was maybe 15 years ago. And everything was cool. Everything was fine. I didn't have to wrestle him that night. You know, we was cracking jokes and all that good stuff. You know, but this Saturday, it ain't going to be no jokes getting cracked. Ain't going to be nothing. The only thing that's going to be getting cracked is Justin Maine's head and Colt Cabana's head. You know, because the Frogun, I'm done playing games. I'm done telling everybody what I'm about to do. I'm about to shut up and do my business like I do and walk out of the Copeland Center this Saturday with the BCWA title. Because I'm done running my mouth. It's time to put in the work.
And work he will.
Damn right.
So we've already
got
a question from the live feed from you.
Oh,
so
snap. Bring it on in.
So Greg Caton Jr. asks, how does Frogun feel about him? How about he's saying him, meaning Colt Cabana? So how does he feel about Colt Cabana weaseling his way in his business?
Well, you know, when you've been all over the world, been on everybody's TV, you tend to get a lot of pull. And it's easy to kind of insert yourself in anybody's business, anybody's beef, anybody's feud, and out of all of it, walk out the champion. Just like the Looney Tunes cartoons, you know what I'm saying? Where you see somebody going at it, and you just see a big cloud of smoke. You know what I'm saying? Somebody just think, you know, I'm going to step in here and take and cherry pick what I want and walk out with a smile on my face. Well, you know what? The only thing Colt Cabana going to be walking out with is a whole bunch of bruises. And he can hold Justin Maine's hand because he's going to have a bunch of bruises too. Because the Frogun's going to be knocking everybody upside the head come this Saturday.
So Amanda Robbins has a question for you as well. She wants to know how long what's up, though? How long have you been wrestling?
Man, I could tell you it's like jumping into a damn time machine because it feels
like a hot tub time machine.
Hot tub. The time of king, time machine.
And the time of kings. All of them.
Was Time of Tonga in there?
Hell, if he can fit, I don't give a damn. Anybody come on along for the ride. Know what I'm saying? The time machine could be a pair of pro wings if you want it to be. But it just felt like yesterday, but I've been wrestling this September 9th, 2020 will be 20 years I've been a pro wrestler.
Wow.
20 years.
2 decades, man. That's putting in some work. So that leads me to my next question. So we talked about how...
Wait, let me get a question in right quick. I know earlier you mentioned a little bit about Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're talking about your career lately.
Uh-huh.
Who would win a match between... And I saw this from a fan. I know you didn't mention this one. Who would win a match between Bugs Bunny and Dying Crisis?
Who the hell you think? Come on, man. I look like... But before I answer this, Before I answer this, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm kind of a little fucked up.
Okay.
The fruit gun that had him a little taste.
Okay, a little bit of taste.
And I'm feeling real good and real confident. But if the fruit gun, let's say in the Looney Tunes world, was to go up against Bugs Bunny sober, oh, I'm going to whoop that ass. Right? He ain't going to have them two teeth to chew up on that carrot going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? But if I was to take on Bugs Bunny right now, I might be the one with my ass up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about Dying Crisis, though. Like Dying Crisis.
Well, Dying Crisis. All right. Now you going back. Dying Crisis didn't take part in a little drinking and here now and then, you know what I'm saying? Dying Crisis was trying to get everything he could get that wasn't nailed down. That's how Dying Crisis was getting down back in the day. So Bugs Bunny would have got his ass whooped and fricasseed, because I would have ate them all up. You know what I'm saying? With a little rice on the side.
Okay. So,
couple scoops on it.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Nice reference, Tony. But with that, so we mentioned how we've mentioned how Justin Maine had to resort to underhanded tactics, or he just listened to me. Mm-hmm. Take that how you will. But underhanded tactics, listening to me, whatever it was, he had to use some stuff that's out of his normal repertoire for him to get hit the BCWA title. So going into this match, you know, is that anything that raises red flags for you? Is that anything that, you know, makes you kind of rethink your strategy at all? You know,
Wait. This is a moment.
Oh, shit. The glasses.
Wait, no. This is a moment. You got to be quiet.
Now it's time to get serious.
Okay. Like when Steve Urkel pouring his shit into the machine, he goes, shh.
You damn
while I'm pouring.
Because I had to get a little focused. So I had to put on the fro guns. Glasses. Now, when it concerns Justin Maine, I will tell you this about what I know about Justin Maine.
Oh, here we go.
He goes on the social medias bitching and crying about how Colt Cabana's all up in this match and this, that, the other. And he wants to be this such a stand-up guy, and everybody should worship everything he does. But last month at the Copeland Center, when it was the fro gun against Justin Maine, you know what he did?
What's that?
Out of being the so-called stand-up guy, out of being the so-called technical wrestler, he showed his true colors and went for an O'Connor roll up on the fro gun and had his hand on the damn rope for leverage, and that's what got him to win, and that's what still has him as the BCWA champion. And I'm pissed off about it.
Well, you know, my granny used to say it's better to be pissed off than to be pissed on.
You damn right, because the fro gun ain't getting down with no kind of golden showers.
And ain't nobody pissing on the fro
ain't
gun.
Ain't hell no.
So, R. Kelly, you're not welcome here.
And you damn right he ain't. Drip, you know what I'm saying? Drip, drip. You know what I'm saying?
So with you know, assuming that you're going to come out.
My mind's telling me no. What's your body telling
you? Okay.
My body's telling me yeah. Oh, but the fruit guns don't get down with none of that.
He don't get down.
So assuming that you're going to come out with the victory, you're going to get you some of that wrestling jewelry. What can the fans of BCWA expect with the fro gun as their champion?
Oh.
Well, I can tell you this much. I'll read the room real good. Anytime when I'm in that ring, even if it's from the second I step out that curtain, I'll read the room real good. And I'll listen to what the people are saying. Now, I'm going to be me regardless. Love me or hate me. But one thing I have noticed that has came from the fans at BCWA is they are saying, we want to see The Frogun, as the BCWA champion. The Frogun Knights have united in the Copeland Center, and they want to see that BCWA wrestling jewelry around the Frogun's waist. And you know what, damn it, I ain't going to stop until that happens.
There it is.
Straight up.
So Amanda Robbins is coming with the heat here because she
is
just shooting it. So she's already laid out a challenge for you. Uh-oh. She says once you win the BCWA title that it should be you and the Shogun.
You know what, Amanda? I'm glad you're listening to this because a lot of people have been talking about the Frogun versus the Suplex Shogun. Or the Frogun and the Suplex Shogun going out there and manhandling everybody else. Either way, everybody has been talking about it. So who knows where that might take place? Maybe BCWA, who knows? It might happen somewhere else. But believe me, the bubble on that is ready to burst because everybody has been saying that needs to happen. So Amanda, in 2020, your wish just might come true.
So here's a question for you, and this comes from past guest of the show, Chase Burnett. Oh. So, with that being said,
this is Justin Timberlake's favorite. Wait, I just want to say shout out to Justin Timberlake. This is his favorite pro wrestling MMA podcast.
We appreciate you. With that being said, so if the Frogun hypothetically was to go out and sing karaoke,
bye bye bye.
You just answered it. So is the back is NSYNC who you would be picking for karaoke here? Because Chase Burnett said he needs to take you out for karaoke.
If I go out karaoke, first, one thing I could tell you, if they start playing the hits, I know every word to it. It could be Justin. It could be the NSYNC. It could be Justin Timberlake. It could be the Backstreet Boy. Hell, it could be 98.
Could it be Justin Maine?
Justin Maine.
How are you going to play Justin Maine on karaoke?
I got one better for you. I could be singing at karaoke, Justin Timberlake, while I got my foot on Justin Maine's neck.
Okay.
How about that one? Now, that's a sight to be seen.
What Justin Timberlake song is that going to be?
Woo, man. I got to think now, because now you got me having the brain working.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I got to step outside the Frogun box a little bit.
We'll come back to that one.
And go up into the music files, look at all the records.
Okay, I got
Shout out to Vivica A. Fox. This is her favorite pro wrestler MMA.
If you didn't know and you don't follow our Twitter, which you should be, at KO3CPod, you would be seeing Vivica A. Fox knows that we know what's up when it comes to the UFC.
Absolutely.
So I've got a suggestion that I'm going to throw in for the Frogun karaoke. So I don't know if you guys saw it, but again, if you haven't, subscribe, Knockouts and Three Counts at YouTube. Devin and I took our stab at karaoke. Could we ever see the Frogun trying to pull out some Creed? We did My Sacrifice.
You know what? I will tell you right now. When I was a teenager, I saw Creed live at the Palace at the they opened for Megadeth.
That would have been a dope ass concert.
One thing, here we go. Here's a Frogun fact. I love heavy metal.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? I was a huge Metallica fan, Pantera fan.
Metallica put on one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I went Metallica at Pine Knob at the Reload Tour. I was there. You know what I'm saying? Megadeth, Jackal. We can go on and on and on and on and on. You know what I'm saying? I got like a ton of Kiss songs stuck in my head right now. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, the tears are falling. How many people know that?
Not me.
Okay, well that's what. That's a Frogun.
Nah, I fucks with Kiss though.
All right,
I fucks with Kiss.
But see, I'll
let that be known. But I didn't know what song you were just singing right now.
Well, see, you need to check that out. It's called Tears of Falling. It was back in the Kiss in the 80s when they took all the makeup off.
Okay,
check that out.
I do remember that they did an interview without it, which led to an album.
Yeah,
right?
That led to a lot of good things.
I'm up on that. See,
a lot of good things. I'm up on that. You know what I'm saying?
Detroit Rock City is the first thing I think of when I think of Kiss, though.
Because, you know what? When I think of that movie. When I think of the movie Detroit Rock City, the only thing that popped my head was when my man started throwing up and everybody stopped and watches him. You know what I mean? You remember that movie? I'm just bleh. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But anyway, back on topic here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure people listening to this now could tell the fro gun is
turned up.
Turned up, lit.
Litty to titty.
You know what? Here we go. This is what we need
two
to do.
Two titties of Litty.
It needs to be knockouts in three counts. And the fro gun. Who wants to get lit with the fro gun at somewhere, somehow, karaoke? Because that's what I want to
do. I got one for you.
Like fro gun nights.
We've already got one for you. If you want to get turned up with knockouts and three counts and the fro gun,
yeah,
make sure you're at the next pay-per-view party, B-Dubs, downtown Detroit. The fro gun said he was going to be there at Royal Rumble.
You know
we've
what?
We've got another one coming up soon.
I was a little under the weather. I wanted to be there, but the next
How do you put the weather on top of you?
It just hits you hard. You don't see it coming.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? By the time you figured out it didn't got on top of you, you can't get it off.
Oh, shit.
But I will tell you right now, but the next knockouts and three counts party at B-Dub, the Fro Gun will be in the house straight up.
Hell, talking about houses.
Houses.
I hate to cut you off.
Yes.
Talk about house.
You know, people living in cardboard boxes, anywhere where you can get
a nap. If you live in a cardboard box.
So, Fro
Gun. Come on out.
Well, Thank you, sir.
If you live in a cardboard
box. We don't
box.
Want you to live in a cardboard
no.
box, and well, we've got just the people who can help you out.
Okay.
Stransky & Company is the top-selling real estate company.
Read you, the shit, Kyle.
I'm trying to get there. But
good segue.
I'm talking about.
Give us a second to look this shit up.
You could call me Conrad Thompson because, Conrad, I'm coming for your job.
Okay.
Stransky & Company is a top-producing real estate team that specializes in individual strategy, over-the-top service, and continued success for their clients. They're the real estate easy button. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, call them at 248-563-9449 or email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Follow them at all their social media at Stransky & Company. And if you need to find it quick and easy, go to KO3CPod.com. We've got all the links to all their social medias and everything you need to find. Shout out to Matt Stransky. We don't want you living in cardboard boxes. Listen to the Fro Gun. Hit up Stransky & Company.
Hit them up.
So.
Like a Tupac song.
I'm not going to finish the rest of the words to that.
Yeah.
And the click you claim too. But with that said, if you get the BCWA title this weekend, is it going
to be? I'm going to stop right there, Kyle.
When you get the BCWA title, excuse me, sir.
Well, there's an if. No offense, and I appreciate you being in studio here with us.
Yeah.
But, man, getting past Coca Ben is something that I don't think is going to happen for either
you or Justin,
man.
You know
that's just what I.
So,
hey.
Hold on. Time out. So, Tony, is that your pick? You're going with Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana is going to be your new champ?
He said he was coming back to win the BCWA title, and I believe that he can do whatever he wants to put his mind to. You know,
and everybody that plays basketball think they're the greatest thing to the game.
Except LeBron James because he knows it.
Okay, well, either way.
And Jaden Smith knows that he's the best rapper alive right now.
Well, hey, we can argue that one all night long. Who might say, that's a whole other topic
Smith
right there.
That's
a whole other show. But
when the Fro Gun wins the BCWA title, next question for you, you're talking about wanting some wrestling jewelry.
I'm adding to my collection.
Are you just looking for that one piece of wrestling jewelry? Are you trying to be like Mr. T? Are you going to be going for the Alliance title?
I'm trying to look like
Mr. T. You've got the tag titles.
He said, you damn right.
I want to have it all. Every promotion I wrestle for, I want to have all their belts. I want to have the tag team title, the cruiserweight title.
See, now you're being greedy.
The heavyweight title.
I don't like that.
The TV title. The infomercial title.
The infomercial title. I already got the infomercial title, damn it.
The walking in the door title. The best dressed title.
I'm not
here
for that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know how to tie a tie title. Every title they can put on me, I want it. I want to be walking around where you hear me coming a mile away because you can hear all the wrestling jewelry dragging on the floor because that's how heavy it is around my neck and waist and ankles. Any place
and your wrists and
hang
your fingers.
You damn right.
Ten fingers, ten toes.
Get down.
Ooh.
Hey, and just think of it this way. When you come out victorious, and if you can beat Colt Cabana this weekend, hey.
That's a big if.
We were talking about you getting in that video game.
Mm.
We're talking about the video game. You didn't get picked. I mean, if you take out a
bona
fide NWA star, man.
That was a hard sting.
I mean, that they'd have to give you a spot then.
Well, you know what? Colt Cabana, like I said earlier, it's been all over the world. He's about to be in the new Retromania wrestling game. You know, the Frogun got passed up on that, but that's all right. That's all good. But I can tell you one thing he won't be accomplishing, and that's becoming the BCWA champion in 2020. And I'm going to make damn sure of it, because the only man coming out of that match as champion is the Frogun. Because I said before, I've been working too damn hard on the hunt for that belt. So you know the feeling. And I'm sure everybody out here listening, do you know the feeling when it's something you're going after? And no matter how hard you work for it, you just can't get it. Something comes up. You know what I'm saying? The timing is off. Something changes where you can't be there that day. Whatever it is, when you're trying to get a hold of something, it makes you want it more. And I don't give a damn.
Not a hot damn.
You hot damn, cold damn, lukewarm damn, whatever kind of damn you want. You know,
not even a beaver damn.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears damn. I don't care what kind of wrench they throw in the game. See, you know, I've been in the ring with Justin Maine. I know how he moves. I figured him out. You know, I looked at that match. I studied the tapes.
So what you're saying is you're overly prepared.
I'm overly prepared.
Now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question pertaining to this. You know, if you had a burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would win a fight between onions and pickles to get on your burger?
Onions and pickles?
Yeah. Like if they had a fight and the winner got on your burger,
yeah.
Which one would win that fight to get on your burger?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't even eat hamburgers.
Oh, what
burgers.
The hell?
What kind of burgers?
Well, let's say it's a vegan burger.
I don't mess with none
what
of that.
What if it's
neither.
The Impossible Whopper from Burger King?
I used to back in the day, so okay. I will go there. On my burger.
Okay.
I like a little mustard. You know what I'm saying? I like a little lettuce.
So it's like a Royal Rumble. We put more food in it.
The more the merrier.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I like a all-out burger. One that's got burger. Every little thing on it because I want that. I want to.
Not a White Castle burger with a little bit of onion and a little bit of meat.
That ain't enough. I want to savor all of the flavors. I want everything that could go on the burger on the burger. Now, even if I ate a burger in 2020, I'll put the fries and a drink up on that bad boy. That's how I get
You're
down.
You're going to put the fries and the drink
you
on the burger?
You damn right, because the Frogun comes with it all the way, 100%. All the way.
Pour your drinks on burgers for Frogun.
Damn okay. right. With the ice.
With the ice.
Right? Crunchy, crunchy. It. Eat it up. Yeah. Now, I've got Justin Maine figured out.
Okay. What's the secret? You go let him know that you know his secret? Are you?
No. I'm not giving nothing away.
Okay.
I'm not giving nothing away. My game plan is solid. I can tell you that right now. But when
what
it
is
comes,
one thing that you want him to know right now?
You said you had some specific words for him in your promo that you cut yesterday. So what specifically do you want Justin Maine and Colt Cabana to know? And better yet, if they're watching, what is it that you want maybe NWA to know?
Well, when it comes to Justin Maine and Colt Cabana and this Saturday for the BCWA championship belt, last night I cut a promo and I told the world that I'm going to be the one walking out of there with the BCWA title. I told them I'm going to leave them flat on their faces. So if they ain't got it by now, read between the lines, boys. You're both going to be left defeated. So get used to it now, Justin Maine. I could tell you this. The only thing you are doing, no matter how many times you study the footage, no matter how many times you go to the gym, the only thing you are doing is keeping my BCWA championship, my wrestling jewelry, warm for me.
For now.
For now and forever. Because once I get a hold of it, ain't nobody taking it away. And Carl Cabana, that. The only thing you're going to enjoy between now and then is traveling from your house to the Copeland Center. And everything after that, you're going to be sore and hurt.
Okay.
And you're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Like Bart Simpson.
You damn right. You know, best episode of Simpson is when they thought he was smart and he snuck a comic book up in that book. Remember that one?
Okay.
All right. All right. Now.
There you go.
Now, when it concerns the NWA, are anybody out there listening, AEW, WWE, ROH, or any major promotion in Japan, Frogun is ready to get down. You know, I come over there and kick ass, too.
And you know who is listening? It's Justin Smith. Justin Timberlake, because this is his favorite MMA and pro wrestling podcast. Jaden Smith, too.
Well, he need to go back. He need to go back and listen to Cry Me a River.
That's the song you picked. That's because that's the song you said. We came back full circle.
Damn
that?
Right.
That's the song you picked for karaoke.
Jam. All his heart was in it.
Yeah.
Britney Spears broke it.
Did.
He thought he was going to get a stab at that monkey, and it just ain't happened that way, and I did it.
Who's stabbing monkeys?
Well, that's what I... Ooh, that fat monkey boy. Ooh, you seen the picture. Remember back in the day when she got up, when she was sitting up in that car and it had no drawers
on?
Oh,
my God.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that sweet, juicy monkey. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Look, everybody got their own way of calling it what they want to call it. I call it that fat monkey. And boy, oh boy, it was looking good. Because I'll tell you right now, the Frogun, I like my monkey looking like a raw chicken, bald headed and ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Not a raw chicken.
Can I just say, we can put it on that.
Not a raw chicken.
Fat monkey with raw chicken. Or that raw turkey and you see how that skin looks with no hairs and no fur. The monkey got to be nice and clean. So, no hair, no none of that. You know what
Tony.
I'm saying? Nice. Ooh, see. So you done got me started.
All right. Let's calm him down before he gets too hyped up. So, Tony, my next question is for you.
Let's get back on topic.
We love having you as our running the boards for us this time.
Yes, man. Appreciate it.
That being said, Tony, I think it would be safe to say that Frogun with a little alcohol in him might rival Drunk Randy.
Well, look.
Randy. There's Drunk Randy and then there's the
right,
Randy.
Right, but I'm saying, Frogun with some alcohol might rival Drunk Randy.
That'd be good.
I mean, holy shit. Let's get back on topic like you were saying. So
I'm
We've talked all about how you're going to kick Justin Mayne's ass and take the belt.
Damn right.
Let's talk about some of the other stuff we got going on at BCWA Outlawed. And I want to get the Frogun's opinion on some of these things that are about to happen. Okay. So, along with the BCWA title, we've got the Alliance Championship match.
Mm.
You've got past guest of the show, the Dread King. You've got past guest of the show, Isaiah Bronner, along with Charlie Brown.
Ooh.
I mean, you've got who all else is in that match? You got four or five guys in that match.
Yes.
Who does the Frogun think is going to walk out with the Alliance Championship? Because if what you said is true, you know, after you win that belt, you know, your next move probably is going to be towards that Alliance title. So who do you want to see win that title? Do you want the easy route? Do you want the hard route? What's the Frogun think's going
to
happen?
Well, you know, when I came to BCWA, I laid it down and let everybody know what I'm after. So, of course, in doing that, I'm going to look at all the competition. I'm going to look at everybody out there. And Isaiah Bronner, that's a bad man. That's a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother kind of preparation you got to get ready for going up against a guy like that. And then the Dread King, the guy that holds the BCWA Alliance title, he's been an up-and-comer, and he's been knocking fools' heads off. So that's a hard call on who's going to leave that one standing. But as far as the Frogun is concerned, even if I had to take on one or the other, I'm definitely going to have to be prepared because those are two guys that you just can't walk in the ring with thinking it's going to be an easy night, you know. So I throw up in the air because both of them is two bad dudes that I know right now that if the Frogun had to get down with either one of them, I'm going to do a little studying because I'm smart enough to know not to walk in the ring with either one of them guys thinking that it's just going to be an easy night or walk in the park.
And you don't want to catch that spear from Bronner, man, because I don't think even the Frogun's getting up from that thing.
I've seen that right in front of my face, and I went the other way. I can't tell you that much. That's a bad man.
So I want to know what you did to piss off Amanda Robbins, man, because now she's all up with Bronner, man. What did you do to piss off Amanda Robbins?
Well, I could tell you, Amanda, you ain't a Froganite? You ain't seen what's been going on?
No, she's a Shogunite, apparently.
Ha! Well, you know what? Look, I've never wrestled Isaiah Bronner, but I can tell you this. This guy, he ain't somebody you can just beat, you know, thinking, you know, it's going to be easy, like I said before. He's somebody you got to get prepared.
She says you're scared of Bronner. Well, jeez,
look, the Frogun ain't scared of no damn body.
And I like it. I will
take him on, and I will say yes right away. But I can tell you this. I'm going to make damn sure I'm prepared for it. That's not something I'm just going to walk in there tomorrow and think, yeah, I got this in the bag. No, because I know that man comes with a lot of power and a lot of force. But I already can tell you this. The Frogun has got the experience because I done took on guys bigger and stronger. Did I get my ass whooped? Sometimes, yeah. But I can tell you this. I can take a licking and I'm going to get back up. Yeah.
So that answers question number one. So that's Frogun's plan for the Alliance title. If the Frogun was to go after the BCWA tag titles, is there anybody that you see on the horizon that could be a good counterpart for the Frogun?
The way I operate is I would have to choose somebody that I know would be a shoe-in. I know. They may not necessarily have my interest at heart, but I know would be somebody that's such a psycho that once they are let loose, that they going to handle theirs, and I ain't got to worry about them.
Is there anybody that you got on the horizon?
You see, that's a good question. See,
that's what they pay me for, man. I come in here to ask the hard questions.
I like it. I like it, Kyle. See, that's why Knockouts and Three Counts is the podcast to be on.
See, we've been telling you. Don West tells you that every week. See, because, now the Frogun is telling you too here.
Because
all right?
You bring the challenges, you bring the questions that haven't been thought about and kind of, I wouldn't say throw me off of my game, but gives me something to think about, gives me some meat on the bone. And that's why I like it here. But I would have to say, one guy, even though I don't see eye to eye with him, one guy that if I had to choose somebody would be Amadeus.
I was literally going to ask you that if he was a pick. I didn't think that was who he was going to pick. Holy shit, would that be a pairing?
Because he's crazy enough to where if he's on my side, I know we got it in the bag. But at the same time, I will know where I've got to watch my back because that's a wild man. But
wild
see,
man.
When it comes to getting
wild man
that
Mark
goal,
Miro, what?
When it comes to getting that wrestling jewelry, you got to be tunnel vision. That's all you got to think about. And I know he can get the job done. So that's my choice.
Now, I got a question. You know, with it being Black History Month and with you being a black wrestler yourself.
All right.
He's a black guy? What?
You want to touch
on a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying?
You want to touch on how, you know, you've come up in wrestling, how looking at black wrestlers and representation mattering in wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, what's your take on that and what you're doing to help
with
putting on for the culture, I guess?
Growing up in my time, in the 80s and 90s, you know, I was able to see Ron Simmons become the world champion. And that was awesome.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was able to see The Rock become the world champion. That's one of the guys that has truly transcended above pro wrestling. And I wish that brother I give him the utmost respect for that. Because you only got a handful of people that can say, you know, color aside, that can say they done something like that.
Absolutely.
You know?
And it's not like to divide nothing.
No,
or like,
I get
it's
what
like,
you're
it's like nowadays, if you say racist race or like no, you talk no. about black, it's like, oh no, like
no.
You're dividing.
So I got a question as opposed to that, since you were talking about that with The Rock.
Okay.
So you being in the business, you know, you hear a lot of people say that The Rock doesn't count as black champion and all that kind of stuff. What are your thoughts about it?
Well,
I'm saying
I take that back. You're not wrong, but
I'm just saying you've heard it, you know.
The opinion of
the people
majority,
who don't
cop
The Rock, I don't agree with either.
I would have to say they're wrong.
I agree with that, too.
Because, for one, he comes from a lineage of people, black and Samoan, that had to fight for every damn thing they've got. And I know his family. My coming up in this business has been with his family. You know what I'm saying? Living with them, hearing their stories, and hearing their struggles. So for somebody to say that, they are wrong. Because Peter Maivia, you know, the Wild Samoans, Afansika, they had to, you know, they wasn't welcomed. They had to bust that door down. You know, his own father, Rocky Johnson, had to bust that door down.
Barriers,
because the
absolutely.
Time that they came in, you still had a whole lot of problems in society where they were not welcome. They didn't just have to be there and just show up and they say, oh, wow, you're so good. You're so amazing. No, they had to take that shit. You know what I'm saying? So for people to say that The Rock don't count, damn right he counts. Even though, you know, yeah, you know, he had family in front of him that people could argue all day long and kind of say, you know, was kind of given to him on a golden plate. No, I'm not going to say that, because he had to work just as damn hard to become The Rock, because that didn't happen overnight. No, anybody that knows
it was
wrestling,
a far cry from Flex right. Cavanna.
Because if you look if you look at his days as Flex Cavanna in the USWA, and you look at his WWF, WWE career, whatever you want to call it, big difference on the guy. Big difference on what you saw in the ring. And, you know, even though, yes, he had his father, he had his uncles, he had people, you know, in his family that was looking out for him. And, yeah, maybe you can argue all day long, debate on what kind of road he had, if it was easy or not. But either way, once he got there as Rocky Maivia, he had to bust his ass and prove and show to stay there, you know, because everybody says in the wrestling business, it's easy to get there. And I can attest to that. It's easier to get there than it is to stay there. And so I respect the man, because he didn't just get there. He stayed there. He dominated and he showed everybody else, this is how you need to do it.
So we didn't get to talk about that much the last time you were on the show. Can you expand a little bit about that? You said you came up with the Rock's family,
yes,
the Samoans and stuff like that. Can you tell us a little bit about that and expand on that a little bit?
Okay. I was originally trained by the Canadian Destroyer, Doug Chevalier, here in Michigan, right? I wrestled around here for about a year in the year 2000. Then I moved to Florida, right? And luckily, out of just sheer luck, end up hooking up with Wild Samoa Sika. And they took me under Sika took me under his wing. You know, I'm training with Sika. I'm training with Rikishi. I'm training with Umaga. I'm training with Rosie. You know, and these guys treated me like family, something they did not have to do. You know, and that's just something you cannot pay for. And I appreciate that so much. You know, they treated me like family when I had nobody down there. I could tell you this. When I was living in Florida, in Pensacola, I was broke. I didn't have nothing. I mean nothing. They invited me to have Thanksgiving dinner with them. They invited me to have Christmas dinner. Roman Reigns also, the Usos also, you know. They invited me into their home, you know. And that's something they did not have to do. And I appreciate that more than anything, you know. And in my beginnings in wrestling, the Sika, his whole family, Afa, Sika, Rosie, all of them, they left such an impression on me, you know, that means so much to me more than anything I've done in this business, you know, because I even lived with Sika for a while. That's something else he didn't do. I was so broke. I mean, he helped me out so much, and I truly appreciate that. And I will never forget that. Never forget that. You know, and that means so much to me. Alpha Sigma means a lot to me because they helped me out more than anybody. When people ask me who was I trained by, I say the Canadian Straight Duck Chevalier. Prime Time Tommy Johnson, because he helped me out a whole lot after Doug passed. Canadian Straight Duck Chevalier died the next day after my first match.
Wow.
You know? Damn. And that hit me hard. I found out that, well, the next day. Then when I moved to Florida, Sika took me on his wing. I even lived with him. I took him to his doctor's appointments. I took him, you know, wherever he needed to go. He would try to give me money. I said, no. Because on those rides, the stories he would tell me, talking about wrestling psychology, the things I learned from that man is something you cannot put a price on. And that means so much to me to this day, you know. So that's something I hold to my heart.
So for you, you know, would you say that they are, let's see, how do you word it? Would you say that they are not the most successful, but do you believe they are wrestling's great family there? Or would you say it's still like the Hearts or somebody like that? Because that's usually when you talk about wrestling families.
When you talk about wrestling families, the Samoan dynasty is up there with all of them.
Absolutely.
Because you got to look at the whole lineage. Not just The Rock, not just Alpha Sika, but you got to look at Yokozuna. You got to look at
Rikishi,
the Usos, them as the head shrinkers, all of them. Yeah. They have put in just as much, you know, time, just as much heart, just as much blood, sweat, and tears as the rest of them. So you can't, when you say wrestling family, you cannot say the Hearts, the Von Erichs, you know, the Guerreros, without saying the Anuais, without saying the Fatus, because those are just as important. And one thing about it is they kicked that damn door down and they took it. You know, they took it because nobody was handing that shit out at all.
So we were on a great note talking about wrestling lineage, but I just thought I'd let you know that your opponent, Justin Main, is watching us. So If you've got any words for your opponent, I mean, now would be a great time.
How do you prepare for a man who's worked with, like, keeping the capture and containment of dinosaurs?
Well, you know what? When you got a guy like that that's so into having control,
He helped contain dinosaurs. How do you prepare
dinosaurs
for a man who helped contain dinosaurs? Like, what's your regimen for that?
When you have somebody that's so used to having control.
Do you train with dinosaurs for that?
I don't train with dinosaurs, okay, but I could
not
see.
Not even Reptar?
Well, I thought that's how you would get ready.
Reptar, yeah.
To get ready for him, you would train against a dinosaur. What dinosaur, if you had to pick a dinosaur, any famous dinosaur in history, what dinosaur would you prepare for against Justin Maine?
Triceratops.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Why don't you do us a favor and let Justin Maine know why you're ready.
Okay. Triceratops, it was out in front. You can see him.
Right.
And you can see him coming at you. But if you know what to do, you can handle him with the greatest of ease.
Absolutely.
Now, see, with Justin Maine, he's so used to having that control, right? He's so used to knowing what to do. But when you throw at him nothing but chaos, what can he do in that situation? Give him something he is not used to. Put him outside of his game. And that's going to mess them all up. And then you got Carl Cabana, who wants to come in there, you know what I'm saying, give everybody atomic elbow drop.
I mean, he did say that he was going to come back to win the BCWA championship.
Well, you know what?
He even told us that at Baltimore at StarCast, which you can check out our interview with him there.
I am so glad that Carl Cabana is confident, and I'm sure Justin Maine thinks he's just as confident.
He used to help contain dinosaurs.
Containing dinosaurs in his car, cutting a promo with the pineapple.
The dinosaurs wasn't in his car. They were at Jurassic Park.
I know.
Yeah.
But when he was upset about it, cutting the promo in his car with the pineapple hat.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm sure he was quite confident then.
Yeah.
But this Saturday, that confidence is going to start at 100. But at the end of the night, it's going to be less than 10.
Because we got less than 10 minutes now that you said that. I just wanted to put that out there.
Look at you. His timing is already ready to go. That ref better be ready to count 1, 2, 3 because my man. Gun is ready to go. Hurry up and let him know what the hell you got in store from him this Saturday at the Copeland Center Wyandotte.
What are your big words for Justin Maine that you promised everybody? What are the big words?
Well, I'm not going to let Justin Maine up on anything, but I got him pegged. I'm ready, and I know his game plan. Okay. All right? From front to back.
So that's it right there. Yeah. You know his game plan.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay. I know the formula and I know how to mess it all up and have him looking dizzy and not know what happened. Cause that's all he's gonna be thinking after the mess, like, damn, what happened? Well, how did I let this happen? I can't believe it. You know, and now he's gonna have to go back, go home
to Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, lick his wounds.
Yep.
Retrain some dinosaurs, whatever he's got to do. But once the BCWA championship is in my collection of wrestling jewelry, Justin Maine.
You got a whole collection?
I'm building, baby. Okay. He will never get it back.
So he gonna have to come for the whole collection to get you, is what you're saying.
He can try.
Oh.
He can try.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
But it ain't gonna be enough.
It's never. You know what? Luther Vandross says never too much.
Yeah, and you know what?
Not never enough.
And you know what Drake Daddy say?
What's that?
That's that on that.
That's that on that.
Damn right. Look it up.
What did Bowfly James used to say?
You tell me.
I forgot.
I was about to say I don't know either.
Bowfly Jones.
But what I do know is that this Saturday BCWA is going to be live from the Copeland Center, Wyandotte, Michigan. BCWA Outlawed. If you haven't got your tickets yet, get them now. You can get them $10 in advance, $13 at the door, and you can get a VIP package and get all kinds of sweet BCWA stuff.
Come on, Froganites.
You need to be there. He needs his Froganites.
Yeah.
We want you to be there. It's going to be packed out. Going to be a great show.
I'm Tony Thunder on Facebook, Tony Thunder everywhere.
And that's about that. So now that we've got Tony's social media out of the way, Frogun, let them know where the hell they can find you.
Oh, we still got like nine.
All the Froganites.
We still got like 8
and all the new people that out there that want to be Froganites.
Oh.
They can check me out at facebook.com/dray3k. They can check me out at Instagram at d_funk3000.
Oh.
Or they can check me out on Twitter at righteousmaker1. And everything that's the Frogun is up on there. We can rap about wrestling, video games, comic books, anything and everything.
Oh,
and
I'm real quick, favorite video game.
Favorite video game of all time?
Franchise.
Streets of Rage.
Oh.
What up?
My favorite franchise is, it's got to be a tie between Legend of Zelda and Metal Gear. Like
Streets of Rage. I'm old school.
I feel you. The Streets of Rage is one of my favorite games on Genesis.
You know what? Streets of Rage and Street Fighter. Now, I mean, people will argue now what Street Fighter has become, but I will tell you this. I'm a Sega Genesis kid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I done had them all. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Game Gear, N64, PlayStation 1, all of that.
So you used to, if you had a Game Gear, that means you had like 18 batteries in the back of it.
After 4 hours, they was done.
Yeah, real quick.
Done. That was expensive.
How did you manage that?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was a kid, my parents was kind of crazy. We decided to take a vacation and buy a car. From Michigan to California and back.
Oh, wow.
Twice. So to keep me quiet and to keep me from talking about wrestling all damn day, because that's all I did as a kid.
So they didn't give you Jaeger back then, huh?
Oh, no. But I got a story about that.
We'll keep that one for off the air.
I got a story about that even as a kid. But I was in the back with my Game Gear getting it on with Batman Returns.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Getting it on with WWF Steel Cage.
Steel Cage
Challenge. You know what I'm saying?
All right, before I get into all our rap and letting everybody know where they can find us at, we've got one last question from your best friend, Amanda Robbins.
Amanda Robbins
now says, if you could pick anyone to wrestle, who would it be?
Is this living or
we're just going to say ever.
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 Oh, my goodness. if I could have any match ever in the world, it would have to be the Froguen versus the Macho Man.
Holy
Randy
shit,
Savage.
That would be oh, awesome.
There it is.
The promos that would be, holy shit.
That would have to be my match.
There it is.
I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to top that. So,
and I got a quick story. I was lucky enough to meet Savage. Okay. Now, when I was still in TNA back in the day, when they brought him in for a quick minute, I was right there. I'm standing there by the monitor looking at everything that's going on. And, you know, you see people in your peripheral moving on and on and on. And he was standing right there. And I didn't know who it was. And I just look. I'm like, damn, okay, cool. It's the Macho Man. So know what I said to him? I said, hey, Randy, nice to meet you, man. Do you plan on coming out with another album? Because I thought being man.
Be a man, Hogan!
I thought yeah. being man was the jam.
Yeah.
So I asked him, you plan on coming out with another? He was like, oh, no. I'm not doing that, brother. But it was cool meeting him in that moment.
Freak out.
If I had to choose anybody ever that stepped in the squared circle that I could get down with, it would have to be the Froguen versus the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Dude. Hey, man, I don't know about you, Tony, but I think that's a great way to cap it. Absolutely. And you need to be in the door this Saturday.
What you also need to be the door is of new home.
We do. And if you're looking to find that door to your new home, Stransky & Company, they're your guys. So this Saturday, make sure you're there, Copeland Center, Wyandotte, Michigan. BCWA outlawed. And as for Knockouts and Three Counts, make sure you follow us, Knockouts and Three Counts podcast.
Fuck your couch.
If you're watching live, you're already doing that. With that being said, make sure you check out our YouTube, Knockouts and Three Counts, and make sure you check out our interview with WWE Hall of Famer Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Watch him cut our homie JC's hair from 101 The Riff. I don't know why he let you get you with them shears, but hey, that's neither here nor there. That being said, make sure you follow us at KO3CPod on Instagram, KO3CPod on Twitter, and you can follow me at Detroit Knockout, Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T, and Kyle Collison on Facebook, and Tony is trying to take over the boards real quick. But with that said, we're out of time.
Out of time. This Saturday's going to be the Froguen's night. Yeah.
You got to be there to find out. Peace.